William Whitecroft, and welcome to Sovereign Minds. And as normal, we have another great show for you tonight. It's called Hyperinflation Nation, and we're going to tell you like it is here. No special guests tonight here, just Nate, myself, and Chandler. And we're going to talk about it from a layman's point of view, your average man's point of view, what's going on, man or woman here. We're going to give points of view on the subject on hyperinflation that could possibly hit in our nation in the not-too-distant future here, if things keep going the way they are. And that's just the way that is.
Yeah, we want everybody to call in, too. We want your opinion, since it's going to be the Everyday Joe show.
That's right. Everyday Joe. I like that. I like that a lot. And you call in at 530-605-4567. I'm going to say that once again. If you want to call in at 530-605-4567. And with that said, we're going to get into some news threads here. Now, Agenda 21, we want to touch on that a little bit here. This has been brought up to us by members of the Tea Party. And what better people could we have giving us some information here? Agenda 21, land grab. Now, you want to look at this really closely here. You want to look at the PCSD report, Sustainable America. And you also want to look at the UN's plan for global control, the Habitat 2 agenda from the UN. Nate, you want to talk about that a little bit there?
Yeah.
You know anything more about it?
Agenda 21, it's pretty dangerous. It's another power grab by the government. They want 50% of each state rewildlifed. That means they're going to make all the people come off that land, and they're going to want to herd them into cities.
Yeah, and that's crazy. You know, I've read reports on that. It says 6 out of 10 to 7 out of 10 people in the next 20 years are going to be living in the cities. So you kind of wonder if they had something planned way ahead of time.
Well, if you look at our revolution last time, most of the people lived on the land.
Yeah.
Now it's exactly the opposite. Most of the people are in the cities.
And that's why they
really
can control what you
now.
Were doing by a large margin. I mean, they control your food prices and everything. And just like the commercial it was on just before, by summer you can be looking at $4 a gallon at gas prices. Now that has a lot to do with what we're talking about.
Well, that brings me up to our next guest.
Yeah.
Next week we're having Lindsey Williams. He's a pastor for the... he was up in the Alaska pipeline when that was being built, and he was getting deathbed confessions by a fellow named Ken Fromm. He was formerly from Richmond Oil, like the number three oil company. And this elite has just died of cancer, so Lindsey Williams is now coming out with all kinds of information that he was being told by, he was formerly known as Mr. X.
Right,
and
right.
Now, now he's died, he's coming up, so he's coming on our show. He comes on Alex Jones' show like once a week now.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really out there in the media coming out with all this great information, and that's one of the things he says. Barrel oil is going up to $150, $200.
Yeah.
A barrel.
Well, heck, a couple of weeks ago, we said it was going to go up to 92 and on past that.
Now it's 91.
You know, now it's 91. I mean, we're hitting the nail on the head here. He's a pastor also for the elite.
Right, yeah, he was their pastor. He did his missionary up in Alaska right before they started making that pipe, building the pipeline. So that's how he got connected with the elites. And then, it was, that's it from there. He's just been telling us all kinds of information, how to get prepared.
Mm-hmm. Google him up. We want you really to look this guy up.
Lindsey Williams.
Yep.
Just Google him. And he'll be on our show next week. I just got confirmed, so we're really excited.
And he's going to tell it like it is. You know, I mean, that's something really important that we like to do here, tell it like it is. You know, we don't like to be soft about things anymore. You know, we got to tell you because things are going to happen quick and fast. And you'll, as this show goes on tonight, you're going to understand how fast things can happen. Okay, like we said before, look at the PCSD report, Sustainable America, on the UN planning for global control, basically. It's called the Habitat 2 Agenda.
Yeah, or just Agenda. Google Agenda 21.
Yeah, Agenda 21. That's what I did. That's
yeah,
what I found
me
out
too,
more about
me
it.
Too.
And, marijuana, it says, is now not a misdemeanor anymore. It's an infraction for an ounce or less. I find that interesting. You know, they make more money.
Their
taxes. Their drug war, yeah. Interesting. Wow. They have a drug war and they're making things easier. The pilot who became an investigator of airline security has shown all us the failures of the TSA security system. Now he is under investigation by the feds themselves.
Of course.
They came and took his badge, they took his gun, and all he did was show us, the American people, some of the things. I mean, I get checked out, the pilots get checked out, but the ground crew don't get checked out. So what's wrong with that picture?
Well, yeah, this is obviously just an attack on the people. I think they're trying to just make us so we will submit easier.
Exactly. Well, we're Americans. We do not submit that thing. I'm live on chat right now also. So if you want to talk to us on chat, please go ahead. And like we said, if you want to call in, 530-605-4567. We want to touch also on chemtrails, since we had a chemtrail thing here and everything like that, and a nice discussion and a showing down at Sequoia Middle School. And Nate, touch base on the website on there again that people can go to if they want to help work on this chemtrail issue.
Geoengineeringwatch.org? Oh, right. Yeah, geoengineeringwatch.org. I mean, if you noticed the past couple of days, they didn't do it yesterday.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting.
I was mad.
Day before, we had perfectly clear skies. The day after, wham.
Right.
It's crazy. Oh, well, European anarchists are growing more violent. Now, I've got friends in Ireland and England, and we email back and forth on a regular basis. And I knew about these riots and stuff they were going to have before they even happened. And, you know, I'm sitting in my house going, man, these people are really getting upset. But, you know, the people of America are getting upset, too. And it seems like it's the opposite of the 60s. In the 60s, America were the ones out there rioting and going crazy over the Vietnam War and issues. Of course, I was a soldier then. We didn't come back to a pretty situation. But the fact of the matter is, I'm for America. I'm for the American people. We really need a little bit less government. Now what's happening in Europe is the same thing that happened in America, just that they're starting it before we do.
Yeah, I thought that was funny that we're not. We don't stand up, and we're not. You know, they're getting mad over there, and they should be.
And they should be. Yeah.
And the tuition's going up. If you look in China, it's like $1,200 or $2,000 a year or something to go to school there.
Yeah. And so, $1,400. Now it's up to $4,000 or something like that in Europe. I'm not sure exact figures, but it's really went up way beyond what it should do. Also, a 2002 Navy report said that the Arctic ice is melting so fast that the Northwest Passage will be completely ice-free during the summers by the year 2050. Completely ice-free. That's never happened before during mankind's time here. All of Pakistan's major political parties have officially protested the covert CIA-run programs, the drones firing their missiles at an unprecedented rate this year, as a matter of fact. And the U.S. has signaled that the attacks will not stop. And now the MQM, one of the political parties over there, has stopped, backed away from the coalition, and is now going for the opposition parties. I mean, that's getting bad.
Yeah, people don't like what we're just over there not minding our business, and that's what's going to happen. Like George Green said, they're trying to get the Middle East war going on.
Yeah, I have to. That's the way it's all looking right here, and, you know, God bless our soldiers out there that are over there doing this. You know, they're part of that machine, unfortunately. You know, I look at this, and Nate and I were talking this week on the phone. We were talking about, I said, now look, the United States is going to go to India, you know, which is having massive food shortages and things over there, having food wars, actually.
Yeah, food riots, you know.
Yeah, and so what's happening here since the Pakistani situation, and we talked about this in the news threads and stuff the week before last, that they're going to have to go to India because the people in Pakistan and the government of Pakistan and all these people are going to start going against what the U.S. is trying to introduce over there.
Well, India is just a more rich country than Pakistan, so that's why Obama just went over there and told India whatever he told them, but a $200 million a day trip, he went to India and the rest of the country.
Why is our country going broke? We've got wars going in every place in the world right now. We've got the president taking trips. Oh, and his wife had to go to Hawaii. Before he did, because he wanted to stay and take care of some business, and at $68,000 or something like that.
She's got 20 to 30 handlers, too.
Yeah, I mean, wow, you know. Okay, also on our border, you know, I like to touch base with things that are going on our border, especially since the DREAM Act was failed and everything and didn't pass. The last police officer in the border town of Guadalupe has disappeared about a week ago, and the rest of them there's been desertions and resignations. Cartel forces also set fire to the home of the councilwoman in the same area on the same day as well. This is in the Juarez Valley Highway area. They're really trying to control that highway area right there because that's where they get all their drugs through. You know, and I've talked to some Border Patrol agents and people that are saying, you know, we don't even like to get involved in this and get in these areas where all this is happening. Also, the U.S. military says sealing off the Afghan-Pakistani border is impossible. I'm going to be honest, that doesn't surprise me. We can't even take care of our own border between here and Mexico. you know, and especially after people in this country said, let's do something about that. Don't ask, don't tell. I want to touch base on that just a little bit here. And the reason for that, I fought in Vietnam, and I know these other people with me, Nate and Chandler, fought too. But I knew a couple people in Vietnam that were gay and everything, and they were good people. I mean, when the war came down, they had to take care of business. They didn't stand, dance around, oh, my goodness, this and that. They picked up their weapon. They went out there and fought and did what they needed to do because they know you watch their backs as well. You know, come on. We need to get away from this stuff and get really into what's really happening here and help the people. Now, I want to touch on something here, the fairness doctrine. What do you know about that, Nate?
Well, no, I think... the conservatives are the ones that wanted it during the 60s and 70s when the, when the liberal and the Democrats were more popular.
Yeah.
And so now it's vice versa. But, yeah, they just wanted to make it fair, so there's always two points of view. So right now, obviously, NPR and them, the liberal stations don't do very well at all because they're totally 100% paid off. And so now they want to make it so you have to hear their opinion, even though nobody wants to hear it, really.
Right. So, well, you know, also Rockefeller... himself turned around and said he liked to shut down MSNBC and Fox News and all this stuff.
He wishes the internet was never invented.
Yeah, I mean, oh, now come on, people. They really want to dumb us down here. It's very obvious what they're doing. They're trying to cut out your channels of free information. Many states have already went in and said, if you go into these disasters and take pictures, you know, that's illegal. You can't do that anymore. And seven states that I know for sure have signed that. Look at the BP oil spill. Mm-hmm. They wanted to tell the truth of what's going on down there, and they were getting arrested for it, you know. I mean, that's pretty crazy. So that's your fairness doctrine. I say look that up on the internet, too, and see what's going on there. And one good thing I like to say here, what's happening, the bill to help our emergency workers of 9/11 looks like it's going to pass after all. For a while there, I was worried, you know, because they were really trying not to get that. But these are our firemen. These are our police officers. These are the people that help you and I out there in our times of need. And when we can't, as a country, turn around and help these people, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, the bill must have been pretty bad, though, because obviously the Democrats run Congress right now, and if they couldn't get one or two Republicans to sign on that bill, must have been something wrong with it. But I'm glad they got passed, and I'm glad that everybody's getting help, especially since 9/11 was their work.
Okay, bingo. You did a big hammer on a big nail there. And I have to agree with you. The research that I've done and everything, I've really looked into that. And I know demolitions, you know.
This is not a 9/11 show, but just go look at the architects for 9/11. Go look at pilots for 9/11.
These
professionals, 20, 30-year professionals, and see what they have to say.
Yeah, look at the private investigation that went into what they say the actual jet did, this and that. But that's another show.
Yeah, did anybody believe the Warrant Commission? Does anybody believe the 9/11 Commission?
Yeah, you have to ask. So that is going to pass. But also the health care bill is continuing as usual. You can go to repealitnow.org and, maybe you have something to do there. John Morton, who oversees the Immigration Customs, said in a recent phone call, we talked to him, there will be no changes in enforcement tactics. The agency will continue to expand its Secure Communities program. This program allows immigration officials to check all fingerprints of those arrested for illegals. Both the illegal immigrants and residents can wind up being deported. The Homeland Security hopes to get this going a lot heavier and get a lot more things going with it. I mean, come on, there's a lot of control going on. We do need our borders taken care of, but, that's another issue and that's another show. So we want to talk about that one day here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to support our radio show with a donation, personal donation, or actually a sponsorship, you can do so by contacting Nate or myself at our email address at sovereignmindsradio@yahoo.com or calling Nate, actually, at 530-510-3587. Now I'm going to repeat that phone number again and email address at sovereignmindsradio@yahoo.com. And you can also contact Nate right here at 530-513-587. Your donations and sponsorships are truly appreciated and respected more. I mean, I've been in stores and people talk to me about our show. You know, I said, well, are you the host of Sovereign Mind? I said, yeah, but Nate created. You know, he came up with the idea, and he put Chandler and myself and him together, and Stephen Reed, thank you for doing that out there.
Thank you.
Definitely. But we're your only North State radio show who brings you programming not connected with mainstream media. We have a tendency, as you know, to say what's on our mind, and we mean what's on our mind. This is not only our dream to bring you, our listeners, the truth about what's really happening in America and the world today, but also program you won't hear anywhere else in the North State. And we're from the North State for the North State.
A lot of people like to bring up the Founding Fathers and everything, and we, I believe, are the ones that are really, really doing the Founding Fathers' work, fighting against tyranny.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we're soldiers.
And people willing to give up one freedom and
you
just
give up
be
one
protected. I mean, you know, this is something that they would never have in this out-of-control banking system.
I would rather be able to go out there and secure my own protection and stuff for my community and my home than have the federal government come in and say, we're going to pass these laws, and you're going to have to do what we say right here, right now. You know, I mean, that should be every American's choice.
Yeah, do you want to, should you wait for the police to come while this guy's breaking into your house trying to kill you and your family, or should you protect yourself?
I'm sorry, somebody comes in my house, tries to hurt my family. They're history.
Right.
I'm not going to waste no time. Now you're going to wait to call the cops. I'll say, if somebody call the cops, well, I take this person out. And that's the way it's going to be. So there we have the news threads, and I want you to touch on our guest one more time here, Nate.
Yeah, Lindsey Williams, again, he's the elitist. He's a pastor. He actually has a new Mr. X that's alive right now that's giving him new information also. So, but the old Lindsey Williams, he's an elitist. He's
the bomb. He's great.
And he'll tell you how to get ready. The Mr. X was telling him what to do, what to buy, your food, silver. So you'll get it from the mouth of the beast.
From the horse's mouth itself, so to speak. Now, he's a pastor too, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Nate and I and Chandler here, we get the information. We try to pass things on to you. But as we always say, don't believe everything we say. I mean, we do our best to get all the information and do it right. You need to turn around and look this stuff up on the Internet. Don't believe everything on the Internet. Cross-reference this stuff. Look it up. But we want you to Google up Lindsey Williams and see what he has to say. Well, right now, since Nate just took care of that, we're going to play a clip for you. And it's about hyperinflation. You don't think it can come here?
Yeah, this is from the video Hyperinflation Nation, and I suggest you watch. It's only about a 45-minute video, and it goes into all the history. It's got plenty of great graphs for you to see, and so please check it out.
This clip is a bomb. Listen close.
Think hyperinflation can't happen here in the U.S.? Besides Zimbabwe, hyperinflation has happened in many different countries. In Germany, during hyperinflation, the price of gold surged from 170 marks per ounce to 87 trillion marks per ounce, while silver went from 12 marks per ounce to 543 billion marks per ounce in just 5 years. The Germans, who had their savings in gold and silver, maintained their purchasing power, while those with their savings in marks lost everything. Yugoslavia financed their budget deficit by printing money, which led to prices increasing by 5 quadrillion percent, making it the worst case of hyperinflation in history. The government tried to counter inflation by imposing price controls, which led to gas stations closing, stores having nothing to sell, and thieves robbing hospitals of scarce pharmaceuticals so that they could sell them in front of the same places that they robbed. The government postponed turning on the heat in state apartment buildings where most people lived. In a large hospital, 87 patients died in 1 month because they had no heat, food, or medicine. Railway workers went on strike, and the rail system was closed. Potholes developed in streets, elevators stopped functioning, construction projects shut down, and unemployment exceeded 30%. Banks wouldn't allow citizens to withdraw their foreign currency deposit, and one man announced plans to commit suicide by dousing himself with gasoline outside of a government building and igniting it. It's shocking how quickly the social structure collapsed in Yugoslavia due to hyperinflation. Up until today, the U.S. has been successful at exporting much of its inflation to China by selling them U.S. treasuries. China has about $1 trillion in U.S. dollar reserves due to the U.S. dollar's status as the world's reserve currency, which forces countries to trade oil and other valuable commodities in U.S. dollars. In April, China reduced their U.S. Treasury holdings for the first time in over a year. China is now calling for a new reserve currency to replace the U.S. dollar. This all but guarantees a dramatic decline in the quality of life here in America. Most Americans don't realize just how fragile life is in the U.S. and how the facade of civilization could quickly evaporate. The chains of interdependency have expanded to such a great length, you probably have no idea where the food in your local supermarket comes from. Most likely it comes from hundreds or even thousands of miles away. Food prices have the potential to soar most during hyperinflation because everybody needs to eat. In Germany during hyperinflation, food costs shot up from 30% of a family's expenditures to a high of 92%. Rents, on the other hand, fell from 30% of a family's expenditures down to 0.2%. Real estate will not be a good business to be in for the next decade in the U.S. Agriculture, along with gold and silver mining, will be the new boom industries.
You know, I bought China back in the fall, but all I've bought since then have been basically commodities, and essentially, a lot of agricultural commodities. That's the only place I know where you can protect your wealth going forward, because they're printing so much money worldwide. I mean, and the inventories of food, by the way, are the lowest they've been in decades. If you can tell me something else where the fundamentals are so attractive, given the monetary stimulus that's going on and the supply-demand that's going on, I'd be happy to put my money there. But I don't know any other place.
Although it is easy to buy and store physical gold and silver, it is more difficult to invest in agriculture because it is complicated to grow, ship, and store. Exchange-traded funds, otherwise known as ETFs, are the solution. There are many ETFs available to purchase using any stock brokerage account that can track the price of a single commodity or a basket of commodities. If you are a good stock picker, you should consider gold, silver, and agriculture stocks, because they could outperform the commodities themselves. Although we as individuals can survive hyperinflation by investing into gold, silver, and agriculture, our country won't survive unless the government reverses course immediately and cuts government spending. It was government intervention that made the 1929 to 1939 Great Depression great. As Tom Woods explains, you probably never heard of the Great Depression of 1920 because the government did the right thing and allowed the free market to work for itself.
And I'll tell you why nobody remembers it, because it was over so quickly. We had, in the first year of that depression that went on for about 18 months, it was worse than the first year of the Depression of 29 in terms of employment, production, all the standard figures. And what did the government do in those years? How did we get out of that so quickly? Did they pass a stimulus package? Well, to the contrary, not only did they not increase the government budget, they actually cut it in half, if you can imagine that. The federal government budget from 1920 to 1922 was cut in half. And then meanwhile, okay, well, did the Fed intervene? No, the Fed stayed out, basically did nothing. And by late summer of 1921, you already had a robust recovery. So in other words, by doing the exact opposite of what Obama tells us needs to be done in order to avoid Armageddon, you had a very severe depression just go away like that.
Hello, this is William Weicker. Well, think about that. We got to go into a quick break right now, and then we'll get back on Inflation Nation.
We shall not choose. If you've got more to give, then you've got to prove. Put your hands up, and I'll copy you. Stand up. We shall not be moved, except by a woman dying from a loss of food. If you've got more to give, then you've got to.
Hello, this is William Weicker, and wow, what a clip, huh? And what a song there. I mean, that
was Flobots.
Flobots? Fantastic. Yes. I love it. I'm going to get it. And I'm 56, you know? So let's be realistic here. Songs tell the truth. They're like poetry. They come from the people's heart. Okay, you know, we touched on that clip right there, 1920s, that depression, that hard time only lasts 18 months.
Right.
You know, and then the Great Depression, because the feds and everybody got involved, lasted longer. You know, they were smart during that 20s. They cut government spending. The Fed did not get involved.
Well, the Federal Reserve was really young then, so maybe we still had the power.
Yeah.
And, well, the government was smart, and they were talking the same thing that only one man is talking about right now running, and it's Ron Paul, and he's the only one that's saying cut these government programs, and they are. They're useless.
Yeah.
Like Department of Homeland Security, give me a break. That's the biggest one that just needs to go because we're not more protected now. Everybody say, okay, well, we've never been attacked or something. Well,
the terrorist war, Nate, you know, and that's what they do because then you don't have a border there. So that's why they tried to institute
terrorists, you know.
But
I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, a terrorist, I mean, that's okay. They say it came from Afghanistan. Well, 12 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
And then the rest, they didn't even come from Afghanistan.
That's right. As a matter of fact, when 9/11 happened, they got those Saudi Arabians that were part of the family of the individual.
Osama bin Laden's
family and flew them out, even though everybody else's planes were grounded. You know, right now we're in the middle of a serious deflation. You know, it's like you're letting the water out of a sink, and that water's going round and round and round, and pretty soon there's nothing there. And I see that's what's happening. You know, ever since the credit crunch of September 2008, the U.S. economy and the global economy has been circling around this deflationary drain.
Right, they just want to, I mean, these elites, it's not just these American elites and their group, it's one group that's doing this to many different countries at the same time.
That's right.
And we're just the biggest country, and that's why I think this is going to be the worst hyperinflation ever recorded, because this is the first time that it's a global dollar
that's
about to be inflated.
That's right.
And so we're going to see it really bad once all these different countries decide to not have our dollar.
Yeah, well, look at the countries that own our debt. China and Japan owns
10%.
India, you know, all these places. Look what's happening with India, you know. They're having food riots and everything out there right now.
And they just bought a few billion dollars worth of gold. Iran's buying all this gold. China just made it legal for their citizens to buy silver right out of the bank now.
Yep.
So, I mean, everybody's preparing but us. We seem to have this confidence in the dollar, but it's going to fall very soon. $120 loaf of bread.
When it's going to fall, we don't know, you know, and when hyperinflation will hit this country, we don't know. But the fact is that the chances of it happening are extremely high right now. You know, you got to look at this. What they were talking about in the 1920s, you know, the government stepped back, they cut their spending, the feds did not get involved, and the second Great Depression, the feds got involved, the government spent more and everything, and our depression during that time lasted a long time, and thousands of people died. You know, not enough food, not enough anything. You know, but the U.S. to counter this has been running massive deficit as it seeks to prop up our economy with massive stimulus spending. This is a classic Keynesian move. This move can only add to the problem.
Keynesian.
There you go.
If you look at our total money supply, in 1993 it reached $1 trillion.
Uh-huh.
It went to in 2003 it reached $2 trillion.
Exactly.
So this is just how much paper money we have out there.
Yeah.
And so 2003 is $2 trillion. Well, it went to in 2008 to $4 trillion, and now it's up to over $9 trillion.
And they think something isn't going
to
happen?
It's going quicker and quicker every year.
Uh-huh. And, you know, how will it happen? There, you know, basically, ladies and gentlemen, in the very beginning, there'll be a slight but sudden rise in the prices of necessary commodities, such as food, oil, things like that. These are things that you want to look for. And then there'll be, as they say, a jiggle in the treasuries at the program trades that will start dumping the treasuries to buy commodities. You know, it won't be the volume of treasuries that will be causing this, but the timing.
Yeah, they're just printing our new money. They're trying to do it. So it doesn't make sense, and that's why. But it makes sense if you're trying to ruin that country.
Right, right.
They've done it. Like Zimbabwe, that only happened 2 years ago, and they're paying off their debt to the IMF.
$100 trillion bill. I mean, and that $100 trillion bill only bought what? A loaf of bread.
Right. So this is the same thing they're doing. I mean, they're spending out of the debt, but it's not going to work, obviously.
Yeah, one of the things that will happen right after these treasuries, you know, is the timing and everything. It'll be just before the, as they say, a largest treasury auction. At this time, the feds and the Bernanke, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Bernanke.
Bernanke will start buying treasuries. to counteract the sell of sell-off.
Well, that's Lindsey Williams. That's one of what the elites were telling him.
Yeah, they want to maintain low yields.
Well, right when the Fed starts buying its own debt is when we start having to be worried.
Uh-huh. They're doing all this to try to discourage deflation, you know, keep treasuries cheaply funded. And the QE, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, has already set the stage for direct Fed buys of treasuries.
That's what I told you to look out for.
It's already set
They're buying the T-bonds. They're buying our debt right now. And so they're loaning the debt, and then they're buying back up and collecting interest on both.
Yeah, this is all going to happen in such a way that will encourage asset managers to dump even more treasuries into the Fed's waiting arms, basically. You know, when they start doing that, you know, at first the sell-off won't be out of fear. But after a short period of time, the Feds will see this sell-off as a run on treasury. So the Feds will start buying up every treasury in sight. And they're going to do that to try to maintain, as they say, asset price stability and calm the market. But once the treasuries are starting to be in, then there's a run on the treasuries. They can't stop that. There is nothing that the treasuries can do. I mean, the Feds can do or the government can do.
Well, to me, this is just kind of what we deserve because our Constitution, I believe Article 1, Section 8, says that we're supposed to have the Congress print the money only based on gold and silver.
That's right.
And do not delegate it to anybody. And by Federal Reserve, that's what we did. We delegated it to a private company.
I mean, come on.
To print our money, and then they charge us interest. I mean, that's the whole thing. Interest is the burden on our country, and that's what our whole debt, that's what we pay taxes, is to go pay off our interest on our debt alone.
I mean, here's the Constitution saying this. So basically, our government is breaking the constitutional law of our country.
Well, how many of them are breaking? I think we have the Second Amendment still. And that's for now.
We're hanging on
and
to it.
Barely,
you know?
The First Amendment. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, the Fourth
Freedom
Amendment.
Of press.
We don't have the Fourth Amendment. We don't have the Tenth. We don't have, there's many that we don't have because they're taking control, and we're letting them take control.
Yeah, once this starts happening, you know, the large banks are going to join in, accelerating this Treasury, sell-off.
Right. We have a special guest come up named Richard Mack. Sheriff. He's a sheriff of Arizona. He's coming up. And he was the one that said, and I love it, do you really think the 13 colonies are going to form a federal government to turn around and tell them what to do?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No. I agree.
But now it's just...
Smart man.
Everything's... Yeah, he's the man, and we'll have him on. So, but yeah, he's 100% right, and so we just have to follow the rules that the government gave us. You know? Now we know an out-of-control government, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But they knew, and that's what they fought against, and now we are just repeating history as Thomas Jefferson said, we're going to have a revolution every 200-300 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, because absolute power corrupts absolutely, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm talking to a lot of people that don't have money on the streets and everything. I mean, this is what I like to do, get out there and talk to your average person, and they're so teed off at what's going on right now. You know, the people that have the money and has had the education and stuff like that. And being born into this world, we're not really born all equal. You can throw that out the door. That ain't happening. It depends on what economic status you're born into in many, many ways. I want to touch on TBTF banks, seeing this run on treasuries, will also add to the panic and acting on their own best interests, as banks do. They will be among the first to step off treasuries. And at this point, things are going to happen fast. They're going to step off those treasuries, and they're going to have a whole bunch of money in their hands.
Well, the only reason why we're in this mess is the fiat money system.
That's right.
We have to have money, solid money, based on things. When you have your money based on gold, inflation will not... It will happen a little bit when they find a lot of gold.
Right.
But it's not going to get out of control hyperinflation like this.
No, it's really going too far. We got too many... Every time the government needs to do something, they need to create a committee, and then they need two more subcommittees under that to do it. And that money, they don't need to do that. You know, they need to really just get out of the business, you know, and start doing what they were supposed to do. The feds were basically there to begin with, as each state is like a sovereign little nation by itself. And if they started having problems, the feds were supposed to step in and try to be the mediator in between those things. And they've grown into just a giant robotic monster right now, taking more and more of what you, the American people, earn.
And that's the military complex. I mean, that's the huge one. They said it was going to cost $50 to $80 billion for the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And we're doing $1 trillion a year right now, I think.
Yeah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, time and time again, history has shown that it is really impossible to turn around and keep the stability of a nation's money supply when you're printing more money and going to war?
Fiat, with the fiat. I mean,
explain that a little more, what fiat money is. A lot of people out there don't know.
It's just money based on nothing. And if you go look up the history of America's fiat, we've gone on the fiat system and we've gone off the fiat system during World War One, during World War Two, during Nam. We've gone on it to fund those during Civil War.
Uh-huh.
We've gone on it to fund the war, and then you get back off it, and you get to the gold standard. Well, see, after Nam, we haven't gotten back onto the gold standard.
Let's just keep this going.
This is way better just to print trillions.
Yep.
So it looks like we got a call.
Yeah, we got a caller. Go ahead.
Dennis on line one.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Give us your point of view here.
I'll tell you what. I'd just like to bring up a point that I recently became aware of, and that was that since World War II, since China was an ally of ours in World War II, we've been paying them reparations to the tune of several million dollars a year.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So now why are we borrowing money from them and having to pay it back?
Why are we borrowing money from them?
Well, that's what everybody's saying. We're borrowing money, you know, to offset our debt here.
And we are. We are borrowing money. Oh, but they also own a lot of our treasuries and stuff of this nature, and that's what they're they're buying, basically. Everything, all the U.S. treasuries, Japan, they own 10% of our treasuries and everything. So you're right there. You know, we're really deeply invested in these other countries to keep ours afloat.
Okay, but William, why don't we just stop giving them the money?
Well, I believe it's the Paris Peace Treaty in 47. Italy, they agreed to pay reparations to Yugoslavia. The U.S. Was going to pay to Greece, U.S. to Soviet Union, U.S. to Ethiopia, U.S. to Albania. So basically, I'm not sure why we're paying to China. I mean,
you're the sucker.
Yeah, you got a point. You got me and Nate here scratching our heads, you know.
Well, I'm wondering why we've been paying since. I appreciate the fact that Japan or China helped us in World War II. However, how long do we have to go on paying them millions of dollars a year?
Yeah, I agree.
For their support in that endeavor, which was actually saved them too.
Yeah, you're right.
It brought their coals out of the fire.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And actually, we're still paying them. Even if we're not paying them millions of dollars, we're buying everything they send us, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, absolutely.
So we're making them a very powerful nation.
And we're sending all our business over there, too. So we're just a consumer.
Plus, they're going all over the world drilling for oil.
Yes, and they've also, actually, good thing you brought that up, Dennis, because they've also made deals with a lot of South American, Central American, and other countries in the world to buy up all of their natural resources for like a five-year set period of time, years.
Precious metals.
And precious metals, oil, everything that they can get their hands on.
Right.
You know, what was that, Nate, that China said? We're asleep for 100 years?
No, it's been 5,000 years, and it's their turn to lead.
Yeah.
I mean, they think they can run the country or the world now. But, you know, they have over a billion people, and how are you going to feed the billion people? So that's what they're trying to look at.
Yeah, yeah, they're looking at that. But also, they own India and Japan, like we said earlier. They own a large portion of the U.S. debt. And Russia and China also has been dumping a large portion of American money back into the system, which is lowering the dollar value of the dollar bill. What was the value of the dollar bill now, Nate?
Oh, well, right now, compared to the Federal Reserve when it was founded in 1913, it's worth 4 cents. Our dollar is worth 4 cents right now.
4 cents, huh?
Compared to the dollar in 1913.
Yeah.
Wow, so, talk about a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread.
Well, that's what it's going to be. And, I mean, that's history. And it's physics. I love it. Physics happens around the world no matter where you're at.
That's right.
So we're going to have hyperinflation here just if we follow the road we're on right now. If the government cuts its spending like it's supposed to, then we might have a chance, but...
Yeah, when this starts happening, you know, the thing you want to watch is for the sale of the treasury bills out there, Dennis. You know, this is what's really... I mean, we can see things happening right now. But when you see asset managers saying it's time to get out of Dodge and start dumping their treasuries, that's a big, big sign right there that hyperinflation is definitely going to hit. That's like the flash panic in May.
you know. We're in trouble.
So Dennis, how are you? What are you doing to prepare? Are you getting into gold, silver? Are you getting any food ready?
I bought some gold some years ago, but not enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not nearly enough. I have very little, but I did buy some coins.
Good. Yeah, cause just if there's, you don't want to get caught with those wheelbarrows of money when it's worthless.
Oh no, don't stuff that money in your mattress as they used to do. You know, because you're going to have just cushion for your mattress.
Right.
You
wallpaper.
Know?
Well, I'm a plumber, so I just keep. You know, I know people have to go.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good one. That's like heating and cooling. You know.
Right.
You know, you always got a good thing going there, so that's a good thing.
Grocery stores are going to do business, and if you eat, you got to have someplace to go.
Yeah, but the thing about hyperinflation, when hyperinflation hits, you were talking literally like you said, you will be wheeling in these wheelbarrows loads of money, like Zimbabwe, like Bolivia did, like Yugoslavia.
Germany.
Hit a couple of those.
Well, eventually they'll get paid. They'll ask their bosses to pay them in food or anything they can barter instead of money, and that's what was happening for a long time, too.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean,
it's interesting. I have a bookkeeper that works for me, and her parents owned a grocery store in San Francisco years ago.
Uh-huh.
And when people couldn't buy their groceries with cash, they'd come and give them stocks. Of course, back then the stocks had no value, but they would give them. They'd say, "Here's my General Motors stock, or here's my Bank of America stock," and her parents took the stocks. Well, lo and behold, the war came and gone, the depression came and went, and now they're sitting there with all these stocks, and the values came back. So now her mother is a millionaire.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, as a result of owning this grocery store and taking these worthless stocks as payment for groceries.
It's a shame that the government won't allow people to do that now. You can't trade and so.
Well, barter. They've been trying to knock out the barter system and, you know, what the average American can use for a long time. You know, they want us to really depend on this great, mighty dollar. When the community's back in the time you're talking, my friend, and that's the first time I've ever heard that. People were trading stocks for food and everything, but I would do the same thing. I really would when it came to my family.
Well, sure.
In a heartbeat.
Well, it's like back in the old days when the country doctor here in Reading, I got a beautiful book from her, from my bookkeeper, that is a photo history of Reading, published by the Record Searchlight. And, you know, back then the doctors took... You know, they take chickens.
Yeah.
You bring a chicken in if your kid had a broken arm, you know, and you fix it. And the doctor always lived in the nicest house in town, you know?
Yep, that's America. That was America back then.
And even if you didn't have a chicken, they would still help you, you know? If you,
right.
Yeah. But, I mean, now it's the government, so charge the government max, and that's what the whole problem is. You get the government out of it, and the problem's solved.
Yep, definitely.
What did Nancy Pelosi say? We got to pass this self-care bill before we know what's in it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can.
Is that scary or what?
Oh yeah, believe me, I've studied that bill, and there's a lot of things you don't want to know that's in it.
And Ron Paul.
We got to pass it before we know what's in it.
Yeah, that's pathetic. And Ron Paul's trying to pass a bill out right now that is very simple, and it says you have to read the bill before you vote on it.
I think that's what we need to do.
Somebody said that every bill that comes out has to have a paragraph from the Constitution that justifies this bill that they want to pass.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Well, did you know that's where corporations, that's how they started? And it was Rockefeller, and he was supposed to prove that it was in the good of the American people to do whatever job it was, and then that job was limited, and then it was supposed to get shut down. And then he, of course, they manipulated all the politicians, and then he didn't have to prove that it was in the best interest. So that's where corporations came from. George Washington hated the idea of corporations.
Oh, he couldn't stand it.
All of them hated that idea.
Even all of his writings talk about that, and everything. Well, yeah, thanks, sir. We really
bless you guys.
You too, and thank you very much for your call.
I love listening to you.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
You too. Have a great year. We hope a great year for everybody. You know, the TBTF banks who are out of their treasuries and everything, we want to touch base on this. Once these people sell all their treasuries, they got this big cash pile. and they got to do something with it. And this is where hyperinflation really kicks in. Guess where they're going to dump it? Right into the commodities. And when they do that, price of everything's going up.
Well, yeah, they say if you would have bought
everything,
if you would have bought $100,000, and you would have had $200,000. You spent $100 on gold, and you saved $100,000 in cash.
Yeah.
Your $100,000 would be worth about $4,000, and your gold would be about $3 million.
That's right.
And so, it's the fiat money system. It's the Federal Reserve. Everybody knows that's the problem.
Yep.
And we got to deal with.
We got to look at this thing here. You know, a good thing that Dennis brought up there, and Nate and I have talked about this. You know. As you know, China does own a large amount of our debt. India owns a large amount of our debt. Japan told Walmart that they're going to have to pay them back in yen,
right,
not the dollar. We got a lot of banking, the central banking systems that are veering away from the dollar right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is something we really, really got to watch. Now, Japan has been battling deflation for the last two decades, ever since the bust of their stock and property bubble. You know, so that's something. They're in the red zone right now for inflation. So this is not only happening to America, but the world. And the problem here is those out there in the world that own our debt are the ones that can go into hyperinflation. If Japan goes into hyperinflation, that's going to make our dollar worth about as much as toilet paper.
Right. Japan did go into hyperinflation already. Yeah. China's been, like, this happened to 34 countries, including Japan and China. China was the first country to ever use a fiat money system.
Yeah.
I figured that was kind of interesting, but that was in the 12 and 1300s.
Yeah.
But, so Philippines, Poland, Peru, I mean, Israel, Greece, Germany, Georgia, China, Chile, Brazil, all these countries have done it, and it's all because they use a fiat money system, but it's all because they got the central bankers.
That's right.
If you look up Communist Manifesto, one of the staples in it is a central bank.
Central banking system.
That's what we do not want. And if you look at it, there's only five countries that do not have a central bank that the Rothschilds have their little fingers in. And, of course, it's Iran, and it's North Korea, and it's Venezuela, and it's the countries that we seem to want to go to war with.
Yeah,
so I find that kind of interesting.
Well, one thing I want to talk about on Japan here, you know, most of their debt is local, meaning it's within their country. Only 6.8 of that debt, like we said, is overseas. But you know, we were talking about the population. Japan's population is dropping, you know, like the United States is situated. So they're not going to have enough people to pay that debt off. So they have a higher chance of going into hyperinflation.
Well, I mean, I remember when America was 350 million, right? Well, now it's like 316 million now or something.
Yeah.
And we're not reproducing as quick. But you look at,
we have no industry
to
produce.
You look at John Holdren, the Obama science czar. He writes in his books about sterilizing our population and our water. This is the same guy that's saying about the chemtrails. They've talked about doing, you know, spraying aluminum in the sky to reflect sun rays. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's there. They talk about it.
Oh, we know about it, but a lot of people are blind. They don't want to step out of their comfort zone.
Right.
They don't want to do the research to really look and to see what's going on. They just, you know, a lot of people are so into their comfort zone. It's not going to matter if America and our way of life goes down the toilet until it happens to them.
Right. And all these jobs, you know, people are losing jobs, but there's a big growth, and that's in the federal government sector.
Interesting. Yeah. All the jobs are in the federal system.
They're supposed to be our servant.
Uh-huh.
You know,
these
guys are getting paid a lot of money when they're the ones that actually should be getting paid about $7.50, minimum wage.
Yeah,
they're our servants. They're supposed to be our servants. Now the government's getting paid like $20,000 more a year average than the private sector. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we need our free enterprise system back.
Right.
I mean, you know, when the government starts controlling everything and they want you to turn around and just listen to what they say, and they're passing laws, you know, to make sure that this happens.
Well, like Dennis said, you have to pass the bill before you can read it. I mean, give me a break.
Come on.
How could you even say that with a straight face?
Any bill that is out there, it should be mandatory that they read it 100% through.
Themselves, not their little assistants.
Right. Not their cronies. Yeah.
No, their little assistants. They got these little college, just out of college, reading their little parts and then just giving
them.
Then
they turn around and say, well, what do you think about that?
Right. What did you read? Tell me.
And these people aren't experienced with years of experience behind them and know what's going on.
Right.
So these bills are really being passed with nobody really realizing what's in them. The health care bill is a fantastic example of that. I started really getting into that, and I'm going, oh, my God. You know, do these people know what they signed here? a good one is like the FEMA, the guy that wrote the FEMA, and I mean, got into the whole situation there. They, when Jesse Ventura went up to him, he had no idea that that was, you know, the camps were in there. Do we have FEMA camps? No, we don't have FEMA camps.
Mm-hmm.
You want to drive down and go see a couple? We can do that.
Oh, yeah. You can see, just look up in FEMA, yeah. Google FEMA, you can see, I mean, whatever you want to call them, there are these coffin liners. There's 500,000 of them.
Uh-huh.
And that's just in one area in Georgia.
Yeah.
But you can go look in Texas.
Look at George Green. He turned around and was asked by our government. In Vegas. George Green was asked by our government to build what they called on their plans a prison camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he goes, well, what's this for? You know, and he finally contacted one of his CIA buddies and everything. They said, hey, these are FEMA camps. These are for our people.
Google MIAC report, M-I-A-C, M-I-A-C report. Then that'll just tell you who the enemy is, who they think the enemy is.
Yeah, yeah. And here we are sitting in this radio station as veterans. And we have read, all of us here, the reports that are talking about the veterans that are coming back. They're worried about us becoming the enemy.
Yeah, if you go outside every morning and raise your flag in the front of your house, you're a threat.
Yeah, because you believe in the old American way.
If you talk about liberty, if you talk about the Constitution. Yeah.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left here and everything. We want to touch base on something. Well, be sure to look up everything you can about Lindsey William. He's a pastor, and, you know, he knows what he's talking about. He's been around for a long time. He's been in these upper circles. He knows what's going on. He's going to come to our show and tell it like it is. And like, again, one thing I want to touch base on here is if you do want to personally donate to the radio show, or if you want to become a sponsor, please contact Nate and everything. Nate, give your number again here.
510-3587.
I'm going to be honest. He did better than me because I never look at my own cell phone number. So that's pretty good there. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're in hard times right now. We have 1 minute left. Nate, is there anything you want to really get across here?
Well, hyperinflation to me is our most immediate threat.
I think it's a threat to
major America. It's happening, it's coming down, and this is what's going to
ruin
a lot of people starving to death. I mean, it's going to be bad, and so I hope people try to get prepared.
My deal here is what I want to say to this is people do get prepared now. Our next show is going to be on what to do. And that's what Lindsey Williams is going to talk about.
Yeah,
he's going to tell you how to prepare. I say canned food, dehydrate food, do everything. Start storing some food. If you're off the grid and everything, that's very good for you. But if you got a power generator, store a little extra fuel here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're already talking about by this summer, gas prices going up to $4. You know, so we really got to look at that.
Yeah, that's what William's talking about.
Okay,
he's
we got to cut it short here. So this is Sovereign Minds, the KCNR 1460 AM, and we're here for real.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.